we spoke about the mandav that a yachid who does the wrong thing based on a psak of bezdin, a yachid sheta beharas bezdin, is pater. What we saw is that essentially what comes out according to that mandav amar is that really a yachid is pater here, we'll talk about kind of like in a second, is pater here. And there's a chiddush that when a tzibur violates it, the tzibur has to bring a korban. And the chiddush of parah alam davar shel tzibur is that there's a need for a korban b'chlal. But we discuss what the basis of the p'tur is. Is the p'tur similar to the p'tur we know from other places, like in the Rambam of Ones? It's less severe than shogeg. We can't expect you whatsoever to not have done this. Whereas the Ritva says, ein lecha ones gadol mizeh. There's no ones greater than this, where someone told you it was the right, the Bezdin told you it was the right thing. Alternatively, we said, it could be this is a special, added, unique halacha. Not just a regular halacha of onus, a person has relations with a woman and she's a nida, etc. But a situation where you're pater because others, or more specifically, Bezdin, was machshil you.
That would be a chiddush.
That's a chiddush, yeah. And we spoke specifically in the end of the shir about the Rabbeinu Chananel, who says, on Beisim and Beis, that this din of Yachid Shetah Baraz Bezdin is Pater is only when it's a kind of psak of Bezdin where it's not there being Oker a whole halacha, but there is a specific type of, right? Because it has to be a real psak Bezdin in order for it to work. Okay. And we talked about the Nafkaminos according to this Mandomer. What kind of Bezdin would it need to be? Dafka Sanhedrin, any Bezdin. And we talked about other Nafkaminos left. And what we want to talk about now is the Mandomer says Chayev. Mandomer says Chayev. Yachid Shetah Baras Bezdin is Chayiv. Now this shita, as we said, is less mechudash, because essentially what he's saying is that the fact that Bezdin told you doesn't change anything. A yachid who does something b'shogeg is Chayiv. That's a regular korban chatos, and he's Chayiv here too. The question is, how will this mandamar who says Chayiv respond to what the other mandamar said? Why isn't it onus? What about the fact that Bezdin misled you? All the things that we mentioned. So I think there are two possible ways that this Manda Omar could respond. The first is to totally reject what the other Manda Omar said. You think you're putter because of Ones, you think you're putter because of Bezdin misled you, all those things are totally irrelevant. All those claims are totally irrelevant. And again, now we'd have to look into each one of those claims and see why they're totally irrelevant. But the other way is saying, no, this Manda Omar also agrees to those ideas. It's not a machlokas in principle. Total rejection. It's a machlokas in application. And very often you have to ask this question methodologically about a machlokas. Is it one side holds the idea and the other side totally rejects the idea? Or both sides agree to the idea? The question is, how far does it go? How do you apply it? Where do you apply it? And here we can say, this mandam also agrees there's onus. One second. This mandam also agrees there's onus. But it doesn't apply in a case of a yachid. Maybe it only applies in the case of a tzibur. Maybe when the whole tzibur is doing it, right? You're putter because that's onus. Everyone's doing it. I thought it was totally mutter. Right? Or maybe the idea of, you know, Bezdin misled you. That doesn't apply when you're the only one. But where everyone's doing it. So then it's a real psak of Bezdin. Then it's a, you know. Meaning, my question is this. Not my question. I'm asking about it, right? Meaning, does the Mandarmu says Chayef say what he says because he totally rejects out of hand the claims that Mandarmu putter said? Or he agrees with them, but applies they only hold true by a tzibur. This will have major implications as we're about this. This is really the backdrop to Rav Chaim's question. Everyone gets into Rav Chaim. They see Rav Chaim, they drop everything. Rav Chaim. See Rav Chaim, but Rav Chaim is really an implication of this question. I want to make sure everyone understood the question. We'll take your questions, and then we'll continue.
Oh, no, my question was...
Okay. I think this question that we just asked depends upon the two explanations the Ramban gives for why a person is chayef korban chatos. If we take a look at the first source, I hope everyone understands what this sheet is. This is a continuation of the last one. I just cut out the first few pages and get focused only on the last part. The Ramban asks in his Toras Adam, for those who don't know, Toras Adam is about the different stages of a person's life. Birth, bris mila, wedding, death, etc. So the Ramban says, he's talking about Yisurin. Where do Yisurin come from? How could there be a term the Gemara in Brachos uses, Yisurin Shalahava? Person suffering, but it's out of God's love for you. What does that mean? So he says, there are Yisurin that come as a punishment, even for the few averus we do, even for the ones we do b'shogeg. Right, second line, kigon chain bay, mashigas masaval helem dover. That's us, right? Helem dover, something unknown. Why do you need to be punished for something you did b'shogeg? So he gives an example. Let's say a person eats chalev in b'shogeg. He's a chote. The Torah calls him a chote. What's his chait? What's his chayde? Didn't even know. So the Ramban says in the third line, Shelo nizer beatmo. V'lo yoyori v'chari al divrei ha'makom baruch hu shelo yocho v'lo yaseh dover adji yivdok yafa yafa. So what's the chayde? Hashem tells you not to do something. You should take that very seriously. Taking it very seriously doesn't just mean not openly intentionally violating it. It means being careful to make sure you're not violating it. Let's say there's a chashad that there's bugs in some food. So if I would never eat it if I know there's bugs. I'm not going to eat it if I know there's bugs. Am I going to look carefully to make sure there's no bugs? Right? A person who really cares is going to make sure not to violate it, right? Let's say an electric wire falls. Could electrocute? You're not sure, right? You're going to touch it? Of course not, right?
Asking for a Pesach from Sanhedrin isn't concerned.
He's not talking about Sanhedrin. He's talking about Shogeg in general. We'll apply it to Sanhedrin in a second. Right. And again, this is a very important point for us to know in general and for teaching in general. People want to know, Isur Yichud, Isur Negiyah, all these kinds of Isurim. It's just a chashash. Okay, but if you really care about not violating what Hashem doesn't want you to violate, so you're going to be careful, right? You're going to be bodek yafa yafa. Again, the Ramban is talking about Shogeg in general. One can say, it's true that Sanhedrin told you, but you should have checked 100% to make sure that it's really so. Not just to rely on it. We'll see examples of where this is applied. But then the Ramban gives another explanation in the second paragraph. Va'od, shekol dover ha'osim alach lecha nefesh u'metami osa. Things we do wrong impact us. They hurt us. Could be it wasn't my fault, but it hurts me nonetheless. So we need to kapar, we need to cleanse, we need to work these things out. The first explanation is different than the second explanation. According to the second explanation, it doesn't matter that you didn't realize. It doesn't matter that you... But the bottom line is you did something bad. If the Manda Amru says Yachid Sha'asa Baras Bezdin is Chayiv is because of this second logic, he would totally reject all the svaras given by the first Manda Amru. Who cares if Bezdin misled you? Who cares if it was onus? The bottom line is you ate something treif. It hurts you. But if this Manda Amru said the first svara, shouldn't have checked, you should have checked. Okay, so now we got to see when we can expect you to have checked. Maybe there's Imsi Liyachar Nati, you're the only one doing it. You should ask a few more people. Everyone's doing it, so we don't expect for you to have checked. The major nafkamina of this question would be how we understand the Chiyuv in the situation of a Tzibor that sins. Again, we ask this question according to the other Mandarmer too. Yachid is Chayiv. Okay, Yachid is Chayiv. What about Tzibor? See if you say it a second way. It's an extreme machlokas. The first mandarmer holds onus, holds bezdin, holds all kinds of svaras. The second mandarmer totally rejects everything. There's no svaras, there's no nothing. You sin, you gotta be a chatas. Finished. Maybe the explanation of the Ramban, right? You ate treif, you gotta be a chatas. It damages your soul. So what's the din of par halam davar shel tzibur? How does that pater you? How does that work? I gotta be a carbon, no? How would we understand par halam davar shel tzibur? How must we, according to that?
It's going to cover everyone.
It covers all of us. The parah and davashal tzibur is just the coolest. Since the robe the tzibur sinned, you can bring one carbon, which is for every person. And by the way, that would explain some of the unique halachos we find by the parah and davashal tzibur. What things? So, for example, the Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Amid Beis.
What was the other side of Nafkamina?
I didn't get to the other side yet. Okay. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Let me just finish the point. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amid Beis, quoted by the Rambam La Halacha and Hilchos Shkalim Perek Dal Halacha Aleph and Beis, the Gemara quotes an opinion which says that for the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, we don't just take it from the communal funds, from what's called the Trumas Halishka. We have a special collection where we get from all the people. Why might we want that? If you say the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur is really a way of being Moitzi, a way of being Mechaper for each person, we want them to give money to it, right? Another Halacha I think we could understand very well according to this, a very exceptional halacha by Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. It appears at the end of page 7. The Mishnah Menachos Daf Tzadi Bey says, most karbanos tzibur, karban tamid. You don't have to do smicha. Again, when a person brings an individual karban, they do smicha, they do vidui. But a karban tamid, it's a karban tzibur, no one does smicha. Kol karbanos tzibur ein ben smicha, chutz min hapara ba'al kol ha-mitzvos. And the Sarei Mishtalech, which is interesting. Why would we need smicha on the par haba'al kol ha-mitzvos? Because it's really being maskaper for all these individuals. So we want as many people as possible to do smicha on it. Or in other words, there is a need for kapara for every individual. In all cases, we reject any svaris. That's the first, the Mandarmar I quoted second, right? That's what I was. But now coming back around, Rachel and coming back, Rachel, now coming back around. If you say that the Mandarmar who says Chayiv in general doesn't reject the claims of the other Mandarmar out of hand, he understands onus. He understands that Bezdin misled you. He just doesn't accept then when we're dealing with a Yachid. But if we were dealing with a Tzibur, maybe then we could accept some of these claims. Maybe by a Tzibur we would say the Yachidim are Potter. Meaning, even the Mandarmar says Yachid Shetah Ba'aroz Bezdin is Chayiv might say that Tzibur Shetah Ba'aroz Bezdin is Potter. And according to that, you could say that why do we have to bring a parallel Mdavish al Tzibur? Okay, there's a special halacha when the Tzibur as a whole sinned, kapara is necessary. And in fact, one could say, whose kapara is necessary? Oh, the Yachid we said is Pater, Yachid Shetah, right? So you could say one of two ways. You could either say when the whole Tzibur does it, then the Yachid is responsible too, or is not responsible, right? When the whole Tzibur does it, when the whole Tzibur does it, we just want to have a carbon for the whole Tzibur, you could say. But maybe you could say what Devorah just said. Maybe when a Yachid does V'aras Bezdin, he's Chayef. But when the Tzibur does it, he's Pater, because everyone's doing it. So why do we have a carbon? Because the Bezdin needs Kapara. And interestingly, we have a Machlokas along these lines. The Mishnah on Davdalad Medbez quotes Machlokas. How many Parim do we bring when all the Shvatim sin? So Rabbi Yehuda says that we bring one for each Shevet. Each Shevet has to bring a carbon. The Kahal means the Shevet. If you look at the last source on page 7, Vim Kol Adat Yisrael Yishgu V'Ne'alem Davar Me'enei Kahal V'Yasu Achad Mikol Mitzvot Hashem. Right? People don't know. Then, Pasuk Yudal V'Noda Achatat Eshachatu Alev V'Hikrivu HaKahal. The Tzibur has to bring, right? HaKahal. So he says HaKahal means each Shevet. But Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah there says, we bring one. We bring one par. Why? He says, look what Kahal means based on Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vim kol adat Yisrael yishgu v'ne'elam davar me'enei ha-kahal. Who's enei ha-kahal? Who's enei ha-kahal? The Bezdin. It could be that it's about the chait of the Bezdin. And interestingly, the Rambam paskins, even though the Rambam paskins that you have to bring, each shevet has to bring a carbon like Rabbi Yehuda, from his lashon it's clear that he held that it's the Bezdin who's responsible to bring it. The carbon is needed for the Bezdin. Let's take a look back on page 6. The Rambam Hilchos Shkagos Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. Right, kol davar shechayvim ashegagato chatat kfua im shagagu bedin agadol behora'a v'horu lahatiro v'shagagu ha'am behora'atam v'asu ha'am v'heim somchim al harasim. They were relying on Bezdin. V'chach noda lebezdin sheto harei bezdin chayovim lahavi korban chatas ashegagasim behora'a. Who's chayv to bring it? The next bold. V'sharam pturim in hakorban. V'afal pisha heim ha'osim. M'mnei shetalu bebezdin. And later on he says, right, you have to bring me kol shevet v'shevet. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam understood it this way. Rav Soloveitchik was medayik from the lashon of the Rambam that the chiyuv is rooted in the hora of the bezdin, but the maaseh of the people. Let's read it again. Second line, the bold. Bezdin chayavim laharbin karban chatas al shigigasin bahora. They bring a carbon for their mistaken psak. V'afal pisha lo asu hein be'atzman maaseh. Even though they didn't do anything, right? So what's the chayav for if they didn't do anything? Next line. V'sharam turim in a carbon. V'afal pisha heim ha'osim. V'nei shetalu bebezdin. Sarav Salvechik, we don't bring a carbon for a mistaken psak. We bring a carbon for a sin. There is a sin here. Who sinned? The people, but who do we tie? Put the carbon on? The Bezdin who paskin then caused the doing. The doing of the people is linked to the psak of the Bezdin, and the Bezdin has to bring a carbon because of the amasa that they generated. I think this is how we can explain the lashon of the Gemara for those who had a chance to get to it. The Gemara, when it quotes Rabbi Yehuda's limud from Kahal, it says hora tluya bebezdin, hora tluya bebezdin. Umase talui bekahal. The horah comes to Bezdin. The masa is the kal. The Bezdin is being mischayev because of the masa of the kal. And Rav Soloveitchik explained beautifully the lashon of the Gemara right on the Mishnah. And this might explain why it's the first Gemara in the Masechet. Everyone open up to Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara starts off and says, let's read the lashon of the Gemara together. Rav Soloveitchik explained both the halacha and the lashon of the Gemara. It's a very beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says, first thing, Amar Shmuel, Le'olam ein bezdin chayovim ad sheyomer lem mutarim atem. The bezdin isn't chayiv until they say it's mutar for you. Rav Dimi min Ardo went even further. Ad sheyomer lem mutarim asem lasot. Not just to say it's mutar for you, it's mutar for you to do. Why do we need this statement? Mutarim atem lasot. Said of Soloveitchik, the only way we can connect the action of the people to the horah of the Bezdin is when the horah of the Bezdin was, it's mutter for you to do. And he said it's medayik in the Lashon of Shmuel. Ein Bezdin Chayovin! Ein Bezdin Chayovin! Ad sheyomer lehem mutarim atem or mutarim atem lasot. Rashi, in fact, says from here, let's look at Rashi. Whatever they say, lo lo men bezdin chayovim ki yasu kala ruah pm klomar bein lemandomer bezdin meviim par bein lemandomer tzivim meviim par. Whether it's the bezdin who brings or the tzibur who brings, we just talked about this machlokas. Below bezdin liolim lo avigmar harad lechayiv gavim liyachad avin zech, etc. Right? He says whatever way you say it, whether it's the bezdin bringing or the people bringing, the bezdin are the ones chayiv to bring. Even if it's the people bringing it, it's the chayiv is a chayiv of bezdin. In fact, Soloveitchik went even further. He said, maybe even the Mandamer who says that a Yachid who does Behoraz Bezdin is Pater, maybe that's because the Masa of the Yachid gets linked to the Horah of the Bezdin. Remember, that's what we spoke about. Is it a regular din of onus? Or the fact that Bezdin told you to do it? What's the significance that Bezdin told you to do it? So you could say, Bezdin was Machshel, you're not responsible. But you can say better. Your action is not your action. Your action is viewed as an extension of Bezdin's Psak. And that's why you're putter. Yachid Shasa Bahara's Bezdin. So let's summarize what we saw, and then we want to get to the implications of all this and the piece of Reb Chaim. We asked a question. The question was, how do we understand this Mandarmer who says that a Yachid is Chayev? Does he totally reject the logic given by the Mandarmer who says putter? Or does he accept it, but just not accept it by Yachid, only accept it by Tzibor? Does he totally reject it or not? And we explain, why would he totally reject it? Because if you eat something non-kosher, it does damage to you, so you got to bring a carbon, right? Finished. Totally rejects it. The nafka mina would be, as we said, how do you view a situation of a tzibur? Why you chayiv b'tzibur? So if you say he accepts the arguments but doesn't accept them by a yachid, you could say that when a tzibur does it, then he's really pater. So who's chayiv? Who brings the carbon? If the tzibur is really pater, the bezdin. That's what we started discussing. Gemara and Daft Aleph, the Mishnah, and the Rambam, and the Rav Soloveitchik. The alternative is to say no. The Mandarmer says Chayiv totally rejects the claims of the other Mandarmer. And the truth is, you're totally Chayiv, you always have to bring a kapara for yourself. Yachid, Tzibur, so then how do you understand Paralim, David, Shal, Tzibur, if every Yachid needs to bring a carbon? It's for every Yachid. And if it's for every Yachid, we can understand why there's a special collection. We can understand the special need for Smicha. Right? We can understand that basically it's a Chayiv of the Tzibur to bring. Yes, Ari.
Oh, is this my
yeah.
Oh, so this thing, according to the number, the whole idea is that regardless of what the Beit Din told you or not, you need the carbon fact that you send in terms of need this interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Then why not even for Onez?
No, I'm saying onus, you could say something that's totally not something that would never cross your mind. Right? Something you have no, we don't expect you whatsoever to look further into. Now again, that svara of we expect you to look further, you have to know how far that goes. That's the question that Rachel asked, right? How far does that svara go? So we have to know where to draw the line. What?
I'm putting the other svara.
I meant that you ate treif. How would you explain onus? That's a good question. That's a good question. How would you explain onus if you ate treif? 100%. Right. Ramban doesn't relate to it. Okay. So again, we had these two possible svaras, right? The first is to say that essentially every yachid is chayiv, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, in which case, how does paralam davar shel tzibur work? It's on behalf of every yachid. The other way is to say, even though a yachid is chayiv when Bezdin misled him, if it's b'tzibur, he's pater. In which case, the paralam davar shel tzibur isn't for him, it's for the Bezdin. Reb Chaim basically presents these two options. Let's take a look at it together. It's on page 5. second source. He says, "Vihine beikar hach dina the tzibur shasu baharaz bezdin depturim mikarben yachid sarachim." Again, we paskin, just for those who don't know, yachid shasa baharaz bezdin is chayiv. That's what we're talking today, lahalacha, right? So, because according to that, the din that a tzibur that did baharaz bezdin doesn't have to bring their own carbon. Why not? Im hatam hu mipnei shechayavim bekarben tzibur is the reason that they are indeed chayiv. V'im kein nimtza the hakarben tzibur hu shepotrim mikarben yachid. We call the second option, right? Essentially, they're chayiv, and the carbon of the tzibur paters them. And that's how we explain why you would need smicha, and why we need special collection. O dinema, let's read this carefully now. O dinema, the have a din b'fnei atzmo. It's its own din. The tzibur sh'asu baraz bezdin pturin. They themselves are pater. Again, yachid sh'asu baraz bezdin is chayiv. But a tzibur that does baraz bezdin is pater. Din b'fnei atzmo. He doesn't explain why. Vishnei dinim nifradim heim baras bezdin. When bezdin passing, there's two separate halachos. Chada dipturim mikarben yachid. One that they're potter, and two vashen is the chayovim bekarben tzibur. When bezdin paskins, says the Rambam, when bezdin paskins for a tzibur and the tzibur did it, there's two halachos that are generated. One, the yachidim apturim. Two, the tzibur needs to bring a carbon. Interesting how he formulates this separation of halachos. He says, why would the yachid be pater again? What are the two possibilities that we saw according to the other mandamer? Well, you could either say it's onus. The Stipler, for example, writes that when you do it alone, not everybody's doing it. So then you should look into it. But where everybody's doing it, that's a different ballgame. And you can think about it, unfortunately, many times in Jewish history, there are situations where people get a mistaken impression about halacha, and people do it, and everyone's doing it. So you can understand much more easily why people do it. I don't say anything political, etc. In the last generation, people had a mistaken understanding that women don't have to cover their hair, married women don't have to cover their hair. It's a mistake. No, no one says that la halacha. And a lot of people did that because of that. Right? Today, it's a different ballgame. I think everybody knows that, you know, that's the halacha, and you know, most people take religion seriously. And the old days, people took religion seriously, didn't do it. It was onus. Today, I don't think it's onus. Again, to the case isn't important. That's what the Stipler says. But the other alternative is to say what we were saying. When Bezdin paskins in a way that the tzibur does it, that's a super psak Bezdin. That's a psak Bezdin that takes away your responsibility for it. And I think, I'm going to explain it more as we go. I think you see this particularly in the sheet of the Rambam. What do I mean? Let's go back to our Rambam, page 6. Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam Paskins, as I already mentioned, you can see it inside, by the way, if you want. Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, if a person makes a mistake because of the Bezdin, right, he has to bring a chatas on his own. Yachid Shasa Baraz Bezdin is chayiv. Okay. When the Rambam though talks about the din of tzibur in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph that we read before, let's read it inside carefully. Even though they didn't do themselves, maase shein meshgichin al asias bezdin klal bein asu bein lo asu el arasim bilvad. Bezdin is chayv because of the hora. Okay, v'shara amptur min hakorban. Rambam writes, right? When the Bezdin brings a carbon for the tzibur, there are other people that putter. Why are they putter? Why are the other people putter? Look what he says. Even though they did it, because their people dependent on the Bezdin, right? Wait a second. That's our Mishnah, no? But it's surprising that the Rambam would quote our Mishnah. Why is it surprising? We don't pass him like our Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't pass him like our Mishnah. The Rambam passes that a Yachid who does himself because of Bezdin is Chayiv. When the tzibur does it, you're chayv because the whole tzibur did. Why does the Rambam say Mishnei Shal Talu Bebezdin? What does that have to do with anything? So it seems the Rambam held. When the tzibur does it, the yechidim are pater. Why the yechidim pater? And when are the yechidim pater, by the way? Only when? Only when they were Talu Bebezdin. If you're a yachid who knew better. The din of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says about a situation where a yachid does alone, and we don't paskin like, the Rambam says we paskin like when a tzibur is doing it. When a tzibur is doing it, the yechidim apater because they're totally bebezdin. Unless there's someone who knows better. Someone who knows better, the chayv. So the Rambam seems to hold this way. When the tzibur does it, the yechidim apturim, the bezdin are the ones who are chayavim. And this is how we can explain the very interesting explanation given by the Mishnah Lamelech. If you look at the top of page 7, the Mishnah Lamelech says something very interesting. He says, on the Rambam, who says, Toli atzim of a bezdin putter, right? If you were dependent on bezdin, you're putter. He says, I don't understand. Aren't there all kinds of dinim you need in order to generate a chiyuv of a par halam davar shel tzibur? It needs to be this kind of horah, and it needs to be this kind of bezdin, and it needs to be... Shouldn't those apply? Shouldn't a yachid only be putter when there is a chiyuv of a par halam davar shel bezdin, like Rav Chaim was saying? Let's say the psak is done in a way that there isn't a chiyuv of a par halam davar shel tzibur. Is the yachid still putter? Says the Mishnah Lamelech. Even though you don't have all the tnaim rabim that you generally need for a par halam davar shel tzibur, a psak shenit pashet b'chol Yisrael. והחכמים ראשונים גם אחרונים סביר להכי. אף שיבנה בית המקדש ותתקדש הלכה באופן אחר פשיטה שכל מי שעשה על פי אם פוטר ואין צורך בדבר זה לתנאים שיזכיר רבינו regarding parallel דבר של ציבור. When you have a psak that's spread amongst the whole ציבור, a yachid is putter. Even if it isn't the kind of psak that generates a chiv of parallel דבר של ציבור. Again, if you say the other way, which is, why does the yachid not have to bring his own korban because the power of the tzibur is for you, so then it's only when the power of the tzibur is there. But if the power of the tzibur isn't being brought, the psak halacha is the type of psak halacha that doesn't generate a chiyuv power on the davar shel tzibur, you would have to bring your own. But the Mishnah Melech says no. If the psak is done in a tzibur way, that everybody's doing it, even if it's not the type of psak that generates a power on the davar shel tzibur, you're a putter. There's no korban being brought for you. Doesn't matter. You're a putter because ones. Because it's a psak of bezdin, on a real psak of bezdin that's spread across the tzibur, that's a different type of halacha, and on that you're putter. And essentially, this is the conversation Reb Chaim continues, if we go back to Reb Chaim, in the second part of his piece. Reb Chaim tries to bring a proof lahalacha, and he says that it says in Daf Gimel that let's say the tzibur all sins, and they bring a karban. After they bring their karban, another yochid sins. Because of the same sack. What's the halacha? The halacha is he's putter. At least one of the tanaim says he's putter, and that's why we pass him. Says Reb Chaim, wait a second. This is a scenario where the yachid isn't yotze with the carbon of the tzibur, right? He's not yotze with the carbon of the tzibur, because he sinned after the carbon. But he's putter. What don't you see from there that paralam davish al tzibur is not that the carbon is being motzi me. It's just that when a tzibur sins, the yachid is putter. That's the point. So he wants to bring a proof from there. But then he says something interesting, exactly along these lines. He says, no, there's a difference between where the tzibur sinned and a korban was brought versus a situation where the tzibur didn't sin and a korban wasn't brought. In the latter, you'd be chayiv. In the former, you're putter. Meaning, when you sin alone, you're chayiv. Okay, yachid asa b'araz bezdin, it's chayiv. But when you sin together with the tzibur, even if the tzibur brought their korban separately, your putter. And where do we see this? If you remember, and you have yesterday's sheet, you may not remember all the details, but I'll repeat them and hopefully people will remember a little bit. We saw in the Gemara in Shabbat, in the beginning of Shir yesterday, a machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda about how to darshan the psukim. And Rashi wanted to say that the machlokas is whether you hold the halacha of Yochid Shasa Baraz Bezdin or not. Tosis asked the kasha on Rashi. What was the kasha? This case where Yochid did based on Bezdin, but the tzibur already brought their korban. Rabbi Shimon says, you're putter. So you see that Rabbi Shimon holds Yochid Shasa Baraz Bezdin is putter, and because of that, most of the Bishonim accept that the gears are Rabbeinu Hanana, that Rabbi Shimon holds putter, but you don't need a pasuk for it, if you remember. Okay. The Ramban quotes Rabbi Moshe Bar Yosef, who gave a very interesting answer to this question. Third line. Rabbi Moshe Bar Yosef Zaltiritz, the Hasam Ika Kapara, Hachaleka Kapara. There at least a carbon is being brought. Here a carbon isn't being brought. But wait a second, the carbon's not covering me. It was brought before I sinned. But that's the point. When the tzibur does a sin, and brings a carbon for it, even if technically the kapara doesn't cover me because I sinned after. But my sin is part of the bigger sin. It was because of the same hara of Beis Din. My sin is not my sin. It's part of the bigger picture. It gets shayach to Beis Din's sin. Now the Mandarmer, who says Yachid Jasav Atar's Beis Din is Pater, says that even by the sin of a Yachid without a Tzibur, it gets connected to the Beis Din and I'm Pater. But the other Mandarmer rejects it by a Yachid. But when it's a Tzibur, then it doesn't count as my separate sin. There you have a kapar. There you have a carbon offered. And that's why the other guy is Pater. So let me summarize everything we saw here. Our sugya that we're talking about, which is really our Mishnah. And the Gemara in Beis HaMidbeis says that there's a Tana who disagrees with our Mishnah. So there's a machlokes. A Yachid who makes a mistake because of what Beis Din caused him to do, is he Pater Rechayev? That question relates inextricably, impacts, and is expressive of how you view a situation of parallel and davashal tzibur. The first mandarmer we saw on Monday says that from the fact that a tzibur is chayiv shows you that a yachid is pater. Remember the Ramban makes this point. So you see a yachid is pater. It's only when a tzibur sins that there's a chayiv. The yachid is pater. Why is a yachid pater? Either because he's a regular ones, or because there's a bezdin that's leading him. And whenever a bezdin's leading you, it's not your problem. Either because someone else led you, or dafka didn't bezdin. It's a psak bezdin. Your masa is viewed as their masa. It's not your masa. Okay, that's what we saw, you know, with further addendums today, what we saw 2 days ago. Today we talked about the mandarmer who says chayiv. There are basically two ways of understanding that mandarmer. Either he rejects all of these svaris. That's easy, simple, straight. All these svaris are wrong. Person who sins has to bring a carbon. We get a svar from the Ramban. You ate treif, you got to bring a carbon. Finished. You got to fix yourself. You got to cleanse yourself. Done. And according to that, Parallelim Davashel Tzibur is essentially a communal kapara. Not for the community, for each individual. That's why you need smicha, and that's why we need a special collection, and yada, yada, yada. Okay. And if the carbon isn't brought, you got to bring your own carbon. If it's the wrong sack of Beis Din that wouldn't be Mechayev of Parallelim Davashel Tzibur, you have to bring your own carbon. You have to have a carbon one way or the other. But the other way is to say, no. Like Reb Chaim says, two dinim. When the Tzibur sins, you're Pater. But a carbon needs to be brought. For the Tzibur, for Beis Din, however you want to formulate it. And the Nafka Mina, as we explained, is obvious. And here we could explain it, that either when the whole Tzibur is doing it, Yonis, like a modification of the Yonis we saw yesterday, or when the whole Tzibur is doing it, it becomes a psak of Beis Din that links to it the Asiyah of the whole Tzibur, becomes their Asiyah, as we saw in the Lashon of the Gemara, right, Beis Din behora of Chol HaTzibur v'HaKahal b'Maasa, right, the Maasa of the Kahal is an extension of the hora of Beis Din. And again, what I'm trying to emphasize here is how you understand the Din of Yachid impacts how you understand the Din of the Torah of Farel and Davashel Tzibur. We say yesterday in the Ramban says Yachid Pater Mandarmer derives that from Farel and Davashel Tzibur. Today we're talking about how the Mandarmer says Yachid Chayiv, how that would impact the way he reads Farel and Davashel Tzibur. That's the Reb Chaim. How we read Parallel and Davashel Tzibur depends on what we understand the situation of a Yachid to be. Okay.